The text that calls for our attention this Christmas morning is our gospel lesson from the first chapter of John, especially these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then later on, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as if the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever money gets tight around Christmas time, the talk of changing gift-giving habits often commences. Many families try to come up with a little different way to celebrate Christmas. They come up with creative solutions to make the dent felt in everyone's wallet a little less painful. Some choose to exchange only homemade gifts. Some decide not to exchange gifts at all. However, in many homes there has arisen sort of a happy medium, a solution that still allows gifts but minimizes the money each person has to dole out. That solution? Drawing names. Yes, everyone ends up with one person, which they are to buy a gift for. This way, everyone still gets at least one gift, and everyone goes home with a few more shiny coins in their pockets. And while this solution is one which many find a good idea, there are others that absolutely hate the idea. For they don't like to be told who to give gifts to and who not to give gifts to. And if certain people they feel that their love is so strong for that they must give them a gift anyway. And so, almost without fail, if a group decides to draw names, especially if that group is large enough, there is always that one person that ignores the rule and buys for people they were not supposed to buy for. Oh, some try to take the gift and sneak it in the other person's car so no one will notice. And then there are others that will take the gift and give it right to someone, but at least come armed with an excuse. Like, after all, I'm their sponsor. And then there are those who just brazenly hand out their gifts in front of everyone without so much as an explanation. Well, today, before you start steaming at those kind of people who do things like that at Christmas gatherings, I must tell you this morning that it sure seems to me that God is such a person. Today, I don't have any particular opinion to give you on drawing names. But I do think that practice gives us a little insight into how humanity thinks. Humans, you see, like to make as many people happy as possible, at the same time as not being really put out. It's kind of our nature, to try to get as much credit while exerting as little effort as we can. Yes, ultimately, we like to have people feel good about us, and we like to have that happen very easily. But you see, God is not like that. You see, he is the guy that feels the need to get everyone a gift. Even though he deals with those of us that like to draw names and get the most bang for our buck, God likes to get each person a gift, no matter what it costs him. And yes, he's the kind of guy that hands them out in front of everybody else without any explanation. But the good news is God does not leave anyone out. No, the gift he brings is for everyone in the room, for all who will receive it. The only person that does not receive this gift is one who refuses to take it. My late grandmother used to, like I'm sure many grandmothers do, make sure that each grandkid ended up with about the same amount of gifts in number and in value. And as she got a little older and the kids got a little older too, they to simply give all the kids the same gift. It kind of took the suspense out of opening. So after a few years, we finally figured out that the solution to this was the simultaneous open. For if we only opened one at a time, there was only suspense for that first person, and then the rest of us knew exactly what was underneath our wrap gift that looked exactly the same as everyone else's. Well, today, here on Christmas Day, it's time for the simultaneous opening. For God indeed has gotten for each one here the exact same gift. And our gospel lesson for the day helps explain to us what is in that gift. Yes, as we read through the beginning of the Gospel of John, it is as if the gift is unwrapped before our eyes. We learn that the gift that we receive is an eternal gift. It was a gift there with God in the beginning. The gift we receive today is something that indeed was the very means through which all things were created. The gift, we're told, is God in every real sense. The gift is light that shines into the darkness, light that shines into the darkness and overcomes the darkness. Yes, this gift is meant to enlighten everyone. What a gift to receive. And while most people in our culture put gifts underneath a tree, God today places his gift into a tree, fashioned as a manger. Yes, the eternal word is placed into a manger to make his dwelling among us. He becomes like us in order that we might receive him. Yes, God places his gift not under the tree, but into the tree. And though it's hard for us to imagine as the picture of a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes is before us today, God comes today with the promise that one day that gift he has placed into a tree, he will also place onto a tree, this time fashioned into a cross. He does all of this for you and for me. Yes, today the blessed gift that we each receive, that we get to open up together, is Jesus, that babe of Bethlehem. And while this gift looks fairly ordinary to the eye, it is the best gift that any of us will receive. Yes, we all receive the same thing today. And thank God for that. For we all need the same thing today. And despite the simple look of this gift, lying in a humble manger, wrapped up in swaddling clothes, we understand today through the words of John that this gift is certainly amazing. It is the eternal Word wrapped up in flesh. It is the exalted one covered in humility. It is God himself draped in humanity. And receiving that gift this morning means everything. As John put it, receiving this gift means that we are children of God and that we have the Spirit of God. And as it says elsewhere in Scripture, if we are children, then we are also heirs. Heirs of eternal life. Yes, that's what you get to open up today. Jesus and his life given for you. For while everyone else may be drawing names, God simply cannot. He desires everyone to have a gift, and so he is not concerned with the cost of giving that to each one of us and to the entire world. Yes, he will suffer the cost of losing his beloved son from his side in order that we might have this gift. And so that is why today he wraps up this present and he puts him into the tree. Don't get mad today because God won't play by the rules that we humans all play by. Just simply receive the gift he gives with great joy. For this gift is God in the flesh. The gift is life eternal. The gift is Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem. The law came through Moses. But today, this Christmas day, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. And that makes for a Merry Christmas. Indeed. Amen.